It's quite disappointing that this debate has been put off. It would have given the people a very good opportunity to assess the presidential candidates, because through that debate, the candidates were going to express themselves in terms of how they understand the problems affecting the Zambian people. And in particular, the workers would have loved to hear what the candidates understand about the problems affecting the workers and how they intend to resolve these problems. And for the people of Zambia, I think they would have been presented with an opportunity to hear for themselves what these presidential candidates intend to do to, you know, develop the country economically, socially, and politically. It's unfortunate that this debate is not going to go ahead.
Have the organizers explained the rationale behind the decision to cancel the debate?
Well, there is really nothing much that has been indicated, except that the ruling party have indicated that they are not willing or ready to participate. So they're the ones who instructed the national broadcaster, that's the national Zambia National Broadcasting Corporation, to withdraw from participating in this debate, because the Economic Association of Zambia had approached the Zambia National Broadcasting Corporation to host this debate because they have a wider coverage. But with this move by the ruling party, you know, everyone is left to just speculate as to the reasons why they are not ready to engage in this debate. The other presidential candidates were very ready and had expressed, you know, their willingness to participate in this debate.
Do you think this will have any bearing, possibly, on who Zambia chooses to be their next leader?
Well, it's not so clear, but of course, from the political issues going around, the debates, the discussions, one can conclude that the front runners are basically two. That is Mr. Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development and Mr. Edgar Lungu from the Patriotic Front. The battle appears to be between these two, because wherever you go, these are the two names that are being discussed.
What are Zambians saying about the decision to cancel this debate? What are they saying about this?
Well, I think there's just some disappointment. They are not happy with the decision by the ruling party. In fact, there were reports or rumors that the director general was being threatened with dismissal if he went ahead with this debate. So some are saying, well, this is very unfortunate in a democracy, because people are supposed to be given an opportunity to hear for themselves what is at stake in from the presidential candidate. So they are not happy because of the cancellation of this debate.